defense, the defense calls an expert.
Charles L. Duke, Jr., D-U-K-E.
Duke, a veteran of more than 20 years with the Los Angeles Police Department, helps establish a key defense strategy to turn the videotape to its own advantage. Duke meticulously dissects the tape, identifying the blows and kicks as direct reactions to aggressive movements by Rodney King.
What did Mr. King do based upon your perception?
Mr. King came from a outstretched, prone position, raised up and turned and what appeared to run or charge at an officer.
All right, sir. And in this particular set of circumstances, is a baton an appropriate weapon to use to stop that advance or escape?
Yes, it is.
When he is in this position here, at 3:36:19, would it be appropriate to hit Mr. King with a baton?
He's in a rising position. He has this leg is cocked. He's up on his knees or up on his elbows in a rising position.
All right, so you're saying based upon all that has happened up to date, with regard to the scenario, you think it would be appropriate to hit him?
Yes, I do, because once an officer is attacked, to allow the suspect to rise to his feet, you allow the potential for escalating the situation into a deadly force mode. The suspect has his hand the hand portion of the hand is flat on the ground. The arm appears to be cocked. This leg, which would be his left leg, appears to be bent, coming up in a position. It appears to be a rocking position because of the bent leg here, and the arm flat on the ground in a pushing position.
Assuming that an individual perceived him to be attempting to rise, would it be appropriate within the policy and procedure to strike that individual?
Yes, it would.
Prosecutor Terry White challenges Duke's conclusions.
Sergeant Duke, when you first saw this videotape, you were shocked by what you saw, weren't you?
I wasn't shocked, no.
When you first saw this videotape, did you believe that it possibly contained excessive force by these officers?
I never form an opinion until I get all the facts.
Sergeant Duke, when you first looked at this videotape, did you possibly believe that it contained excessive force? Yes or no?
I'd have to say no.
White turns to the tape itself.
Stopping the video at 3:51:02. Mr. King is again on his knees, his upper body raised off the ground. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. Now, in this particular sequence that we've just seen, from the point in time where it was started until now where it stopped at 3:51:02, have you seen Mr. King swing at anyone?
No, I haven't.
Have you seen him punch at anyone?
No, I haven't.
Okay. His only movement is up to raising off the ground. Is that correct?
Right, on the spectrum of the first incident that you referred to, he is in that spectrum of aggression.
Which would again allow the continued use of the baton.
That's correct.
This is still an aggressive position in your mind, is that correct?
Yes, according to your spectrum it is, yes.
Well, according to your perception, it's an aggressive position.
Yes, on guide of your spectrum, yes, it's both.
All right. Still aggressive enough in your mind to justify the continued use of this deadly weapon?
Yes.
What movement have you seen by Mr. King at this time?
He had his knee in a cocked position and the baton's blow struck and it straightened it out.
The baton blow straightened out his leg?
It caused him to move his legs straight in a straight position.
What do you think it caused it to move in that straight position, from pain?
I don't know.
Does Mr. King need to be unconscious for you to say he's not aggressive?
No.
The prosecution has failed to shake Duke from his position that every blow delivered to Rodney King was specifically provoked by him. The defense hopes that this will be enough to create reasonable doubt about the defendant's guilt.